Now, Sarah Castor Perry looks back to 1867 and the first public demonstration of dynamite, the explosive that made Alfred Nobel wealthy enough to establish the Nobel Prizes.
This week in science history saw in 1867 Alfred Nobel first demonstrate dynamite in the UK at Merstham Quarry in Surrey. Nobel had invented dynamite 2 years earlier, and this demonstration was the first step towards a lucrative UK patent for the substance. Most people would recognise the name Alfred Nobel from the prestigious Nobel Prizes, but his work on dynamite and later forms of explosives was what allowed him to build up the huge fortune that he left in his will to set the Nobel Prizes up. There are five prizes, first awarded in 1901, and which have been awarded annually except for 3 years during the Second World War, for eminence in chemistry, physics, medicine or physiology, literature, and for rendering services to international fraternity and peacekeeping. Before Nobel's work, the main explosives in use were gunpowder and nitroglycerin. Gunpowder was discovered by Taoist monks in China in the 9th century AD and is a mixture of sulfur, charcoal, and potassium nitrate. It was used as a propellant for firearm weapons, rifles, pistols, and cannons, and so on, and it was also used as an explosive for mining and tunnel excavation, or to try and blow up a building, such as in the 1605 gunpowder plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament in London. The main difference between gunpowder and dynamite is that gunpowder deflagrates, whereas dynamite detonates. This basically means that gunpowder, a low explosive, burns, and dynamite, a high explosive, explodes. Gunpowder will produce enough force to push a bullet out of the barrel of a gun, but not enough to explode the gun barrel itself. Nitroglycerin was first synthesised in Italy in 1847 by nitrating glycerol. It was seen as a usable and much more powerful alternative to gunpowder. However, it is extremely dangerous. It is highly shock-sensitive, meaning a physical shock will cause it to explode. Alfred Nobel's own brother, Emil, was killed in a nitroglycerin factory explosion, and this was one of the factors that made him set about finding a way to make the transport and use of nitroglycerin safer, whilst maintaining its powerful explosive properties. Nobel discovered that mixing nitroglycerin with an absorbent substance like diatomaceous earth, which is a sort of sedimentary sand, or sawdust, and a small amount of sodium carbonate, made it much more stable and safe to transport, but still delivered the high explosive power of the nitroglycerin compared to gunpowder. The mixture was formed into sticks and wrapped in paper, an image well known to anyone who's seen a spaghetti western film. It requires a small explosion from a blasting cap to initiate the explosion of the dynamite. Nobel used a pyrotechnic one using flammable chemicals, but modern blasting caps may also set off explosions using electric charges. Originally, Nobel marketed dynamite as Nobel's blasting powder, and over the next few decades he expanded his operations, and with his patents in several countries and shares in most dynamite or similar producing companies, he grew extremely wealthy. Later developments that Nobel made included gelignite, or blasting gelatin, that he invented in 1875, made by dissolving nitrocellulose, itself highly explosive, in nitroglycerin and mixing it with wood pulp and sodium nitrate. This and innovations such as cordite, invented by two Britons, were safer than dynamite, in that they did not have the alarming habit of leaking nitroglycerin when they were stored for too long, and had more explosive power, as the nitrocellulose used to stabilise the nitroglycerin was also a high explosive, unlike the stabilisers in dynamite. Blasting gelatin was widely used in Ireland during the War of Independence and into the 1960s by the IRA, before it was replaced by modern plastic explosives such as Semtex. Dynamite is still in use today, although with a slightly different composition to Nobel's original mixture. Other forms of explosives such as Semtex and C4 are also used in demolitions, commercial blasting, and for military use. It is said that the reason Nobel left such a large amount of his fortune to set up the Nobel Prizes is because he wanted a better lasting legacy than the invention of something that, although helped global industry to grow and thrive, also presented a way of killing more people faster than ever before. Given that most people know his name in relation to the prizes rather than dynamite, and that the prizes helped to recognise and publicise global academic achievement, he seems to have succeeded in his wish.
That was Sarah Castor Perry looking back at this week in science history. That's all we have for this Naked Scientist newsflash, which featured Chris Smith, David Fisher, Sarah Castor-Perry, and the hip-hop artist Barbara Brinkman. The Naked Scientist newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed the newsflash, then please check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where every week we bring you the latest in science news, along with interviews, answers to your science questions, and a kitchen science experiment that you can try out at home. Join us on the web at thenakedscientists.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.